I'd like for you all to imagine a beautiful, lush, green landscape. Rich, green, almost as far as the human eye can see. Trees full of dark green leaves line its border on all sides. This beautiful plain is set upon a rocky cleft. Impressive outcrops jut out. Lying below, a peaceful beach. Waves gently come and go, lapping the smooth sand and going back out again. Look at this beautiful green plain above once again. The landscape is broken up and dotted with almost an unimaginable bright white marble crosses and the occasional Star of David that stand out against the dark backdrop. Many of you have deduced that this is the U.S. Armed Forces Cemetery that was built just outside Normandy, France. There in this memorial garden, etched in a granite slab, neatly nestled into the ground, is this inscription. From the heart of our land flows the blood of our youth, given to you in the name of freedom. As we know, this place wasn't and always a place of peace. If we rewind nearly 80 years, this place was actually quite the opposite. This place was a place of destruction, despair, and even death. The blood of thousands soaked the ground, all in the name of freedom. Envision now another landscape, this one not so rich and not so green. Very few small, scraggly trees can scarcely be seen. This place is also nestled upon a rocky outcrop, but this one, at first glance, almost resembles that of a human skull. Looking out into the land, which seems fitting, since this place is known as Golgotha, or Place of the Skull. This place is not necessarily a place of peace, but was always a place of death. For an unimaginable number of men's lives were taken upon this hill, and many men's blood soaked this ground, mostly criminals and political traitors, except one man in particular, a carpenter's son from Nazareth, who was neither a criminal nor a murderer nor a traitor. But as John so eloquently put it, as he saw Jesus approaching, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This place also bore an inscription, a placard that Pilate ordered to be placed on the cross of Jesus. "Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews," was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek for all to read, ultimately proclaiming to all people that Jesus was who he claimed to be. Which this would become evident in the days to come, as we see evidence that even creation suffered as Jesus died. The midday sky became black and the earth shook and trembled. Rocks were split. The tombs were opened up, giving up their dead. The creator of the world, the Son of God, just suffered and died. Not unlike these men at Normandy that gave their lives for freedom, Jesus' death brought about another type of freedom, and that is our spiritual freedom from sins and death. Jesus' blood was shed for freedom. Galatians 5:1 tells us it was for freedom that Christ died and set us free. Therefore, stand firm and do not let yourselves be taken captive by the yoke of slavery once again. Jesus' blood was shed so we could be redeemed. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. Jesus' blood was shed so we would be justified. Much more, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Romans 5:9. Jesus' blood was shed to draw us close to God. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. We don't have to go to some distant land, some memorial built far off, but the memorial we are here to observe is right here before us today. As we partake of these emblems which represent his body and his blood, this is more about the matter of the heart. In Luke 22, Jesus had taken a cup and he had given thanks and he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves, for I say to you, I will not drink the fruit of the vine from now until the kingdom of God comes." And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after he had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood." Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this time that we could come and meet around your Son's table, Lord, and remember that great and glorious sacrifice, Lord, that his blood was shed on that hilltop, Lord, so long ago for us and for our sins, Lord, that he wasn't placed there, Lord, for anything wrong that he had done, but he was placed there to bear our sins, Lord, and bear the sins of the world. And we just thank you, God, so much for that sacrifice, Lord, and we know that even a lifetime of lifetimes, Lord, that we could never be worthy of that sacrifice, but just please, Lord, help us. Please forgive us for when we sin and fall short, Lord, and just please help us to live as Christ lived and help us to constantly remember, Lord, that gift that was given for us. And help us, Lord, to put you first in everything that we do. And we thank you, God, so much for loving us when we were unlovable. In Jesus' name, amen.